With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Mariusz Smoly. He is artistic director and conductor of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, here to talk about their upcoming season, the 2013-2014 season, as well as, I guess, your three-year vision, Mariusz,
yes,
for the symphony. And I'm holding in my hands the new brochure that talks about the upcoming concerts. It's a gorgeous brochure.
Thank you.
And you call it Symphony of Elements. So I assume there's going to be a theme throughout the year. And you've got some interesting collaborations in the coming year. I know people have been awaiting eagerly for the past few years every time you all announce your season.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for your invitation. You know, one of the challenges for today's artists, regardless whether we are promoting symphony orchestra or chorus or sometimes even folk ensemble, it is to connect the known with the unknown. There's certain perception and certain knowledge people have about music, and there's a lot of unknown for them when they enter an area of music which is not familiar to them. And I think if one finds a way to connect the known with unknown elements, there's a much higher chance of success of bringing people and having them experience something perhaps for the first time, or maybe getting them a little bit deeper into somewhat unfamiliar territory. So I went to the concept of the classical basic elements, such as water, fire, earth, air, and I selected three of them. And for the next 3 years, we're going to use three basic elements, starting with water this season, then fire, that will be our anniversary 30th season, and then ending with earth. And finding a music that in one way or the other is connected with those basic elements. And I think by showcasing that element that everybody is very familiar with, especially water and Louisiana, I don't have to elaborate on that, and finding a repertoire that would speak to that subject, speak to the same known element, I think we're opening doors to some of the less familiar elements that are equally fascinating and interesting. So the first season of this three-year series, it's a water season. We call it H2O. First year of our Symphony of Elements. And similar to the last year, we're going to have six big symphonic concerts, most of them at Hyman, and four chamber music concerts. And almost each of them will have this water element presented one way or the other.
Well, you open it with A River, a piece that I think many people are somewhat familiar with.
Our first concert, which is in September, actually featured three works that are connected to it. Water, with river. And the first concert, like some number of other concerts, will have a very strong visual element. And the piece I'm talking about and the visual connection is a symphonic poem by Czech composer Bedřich Smetana titled Moldau. Moldau in Czech, Vltava, is the name of the main river, what's today Czech Republic. And I think the music beautifully shows and plays the streaming water, sometimes faster, sometimes slower, which everybody can easily pick up on, I think. And then we have a very interesting guest artists. They're actually not musicians. They are also musicians, but their main forte nowadays is photography. And they specialize in putting together really outstanding photography that is shot and designed especially to go along a specific piece of music. So a pair of those photographers went to Czech Republic, made over 20,000 photographs of this river at different seasons and different places as the river goes through the entire country, and then very carefully selected the best ones and timed them with the piece to reinforce the message of music or get another dimension to the message of music. They bring wonderful high-tech equipment, huge screen, and I'm really looking forward, actually myself, to see the entire production. I've seen little pieces of it, and they looked and sounded very interestingly. So I think our audience is for a great treat, the very first concert, to see that element and see it also.
Well, as you mentioned as well, part of your vision is to incorporate more multimedia into our experience of the music during these concerts.
Right, so we're going to start with a big bang.
Yes, a big river. Right. So the Moldau, but you continue with some wonderful musical water pieces in that first concert in September.
Yeah, then we have a piece by Finnish composer Jan Sibelius, Swan of Tuonella, which is based on old Finnish legend. And actually, this also will be accompanied by wonderful photography from that lake in Finland. And another piece just by itself, and I think it will stand very well by itself, is Waltz from the Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. Our first concert also would feature the recent winner of the New Orleans International Piano Competition, who played this wonderful rhapsody on the theme by Paganini by Sergei Rachmaninoff.
An amazing collection for that first concert. That will be on September 21st. It opens your season.
Right.
And another thing you're trying are earlier start times.
Yes, I think we received feedback from some of our concert goers that perhaps an earlier start time and sometimes a concert without intermission would be a preferable choice for many of them. So some of our concerts, not all of them, will start at 6 o'clock instead of 7. And they'll probably end by 7:15, 7:20. So there's plenty of time to go out and have a dinner or drink or supper to make it really a complete, wonderful evening.
Right, and also to bring young people, children
to
the concert.
It's much easier
to
have them out at 6 o'clock rather than 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
Right. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Mariusz Smoly, conductor of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. They are revealing their upcoming season, the 2013-14 season, the elements feature large in the next 3 years, and this element is water this coming year. So you continue with your masterwork concerts with one called Legacy of the Atchafalaya. Now that's definitely water, and water that we're very familiar with.
Absolutely. And then this project is connected with a collaboration that we just started a few months ago with the local area Boy Scouts. They embarked on this 100 years pledge into the Atchafalaya Basin to clean it, to bring it closer to their constituencies. And I already know that a lot of Boy Scouts from all over America will be coming to Louisiana to learn about nature and the basin. So we have commissioned a composer who lives in Rochester, New York, to write a piece based on his own experiences in the Atchafalaya. He was already here. He came here during the Festival International. He went down to the basin. He met the scouts. He's very familiar with what they do. So in a way, he will broadcast in the musical way the Boy Scouts' connection and commitment to the river. Of course, at the same time, in musical way, portraying the Atchafalaya basin will be a specially commissioned work. It will involve also participation of the Boy Scouts, either in producing some visual elements, perhaps writing some lyrics, because we plan on using a chorus too. So I think very unique way for us to help them amplify their commitment to the nature, and in a way, having them involved in our music, they help us amplify our music and artistic mission.
And do they get a music badge for this?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a special symphonic badge for that.
Oh, well, that one will be greatly prized, mm-hmm. I'm sure. So that takes place in October, a gorgeous time of year around here, and particularly in the basin. May inspire a lot of people to head out to the basin after listening to this concert.
Absolutely.
And as always, people at this point can purchase seasons tickets. And I think at this point, that's all they can purchase. They
right.
can't get the individual
and actually,
tickets.
We have a few novelties in our approach to selling the tickets. In addition to, of course, selling the entire series, both the masterwork, the symphonic series, and the chamber series, we introduce an idea called Pick 3. So you can pick any three concerts you like. They can be all symphonic, all chamber, or mixed. And just subscribe to those three particular events. You receive a very substantial break on the price, and you can reserve your seats ahead of time. I think it's a wonderful way to not maybe commit to 10 concerts, but commit to three. Try three and maybe buy another single ticket or a couple of single tickets based on all your needs and likings. And I think the variety of what we offer is very, very, I think, impressive. Starting with a very intimate guitar recital that we have later on at ACA to this huge presentation that I already mentioned to you mm-hmm. before our interview, our first ever collaboration with the Baton Rouge Symphony, where at some point in the season we're going to put over 300 people on stage together. So everything between 1 and 350 mm-hmm. is almost like 360.
Something to suit everyone's tastes in music.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. And so I think picking three will be actually a difficult choice, difficult task.
You because may have there's to so end many, up getting the whole season.
So many choices.
Yes. And then sharing that with someone perhaps right. Would like to go mm-hmm. to some of the other concerts. This is a concert that children of all ages will appreciate, and that's Disney's Fantasia.
Yes. This is already a legendary piece of art. When they released it first time many years ago with the recording of Philadelphia Orchestra under Stokowski, the mixture of familiar cartoons with the most outstanding works of symphonic literature was really astounding, and people through generations reacted to it very positively. I think it was never really available until a few years ago from Disney. It was not possible to have the original film and original score, and we couldn't just rent it and perform it. Only a few years ago, Disney decided to release the rights, so we jumped on it very quickly, and I think it's going to be a wonderful presentation. Again, a huge screen, the entire movie, played in the 2000 version, which is digitally enhanced, and the full symphony orchestra playing those soundtracks, as you know, Mickey Mouse and all the other special characters are going through their routines.
How did the symphony members feel about, I mean, we all know those notes so well. If you watched it many times as a child, how do they feel about filling those
it's a challenge.
Symphonic shoes?
It's a challenge because not only the music is difficult and challenging to play, but it, in case of this presentation, it has to be perfectly timed with events that are happening on screen. So a conductor, in this case myself, we have about two different screens, small screens in addition to the big screen. We have a special cues for timing. So you know, when the big chord comes, this is when the big bubble bursts.
Yeah,
not before,
no
after.
There's no editing.
No. And you cannot take a second take. You know, it has
That's
to
right.
be right the first time.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that. That's Disney's Fantasia that will be performed by the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. That will be in November. Of this coming fall. And these are all the symphonic concerts. You mentioned there are six, as well as four smaller chamber concerts that will take place at the ACA. And then you have your Christmas concert, which is always a surprise and a wonderful event. Who will be participating this year?
We're going to make this upcoming concert a little bit more old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. Sort of a Victorian plush type of music, of course, with definitely a Christmas character. We'll have our Acadiana Symphony Orchestra chorus with us, and Jennifer Babbage, a wonderful soprano who sang with us last March. She did some Mozart, Bach, and this Górecki piece in Cathedral. She was very warmly received, and I can't tell you how many questions I got when she's coming back. Well, she's coming back in December, and she will bring with her also very interesting Christmas arrangements from the Mormon
Tabernacle
Choir, because she lives in Salt Lake City. She very often performs with them, and she arranged for us to borrow some of the wonderful arrangements that this choir is using on their famous recordings. So I think it's an additional perk to the artistic presentation.
Definitely. So that's the Christmas concert to look forward to with the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. And then we jump right to the next huge religious holiday, Easter. And that's where you mentioned you'll be collaborating with the Baton Rouge Symphony Orchestra.
Here we have this monumental symphony called also Resurrection Symphony by Gustav Mahler, which is a very, not just religious, but spiritual piece. It's a five-movement symphony that basically talks about the path of life that very often many of us go through, which is asking questions, making mistakes, coming to resolutions, and hopefully meeting God at the end of our journey. I think a story everybody can feel familiar. And if you're looking for the water connection, I think that the last movement is really a touch of holy water. that's the water element. But, you know, this is probably one of the most famous and, in a way, the easiest to listen to Mahler symphonies. It requires huge chorus. We're going to have two huge choruses. It requires big orchestra, we'll double the orchestra, and it will be the first ever collaboration between the Acadiana Symphony and Baton Rouge Symphony, and also both choruses meet on stage. So I'm expecting approximately 350 people on stage playing and singing to the tune of Resurrection.
And that will be on March 16th, which is before Easter.
Right, it's before Easter. I think the timing is perfect, and many of us can relate to this work, especially at the time of the year.
Yes, absolutely. And then to end the concert, the symphonic concert series, you have one called Water Music.
Yes, I think perhaps one of the most famous works connected with water is George Frideric Handel's orchestra suite called Water Music. The interesting story is that actually the music itself has nothing to do with music with water. It's just a medley of Baroque dances. But the story behind it is that King George V was about to make a big holiday presentation for the citizens of London, and the best place he could center those festivities, the best place to put the musicians was the Thames River. So he built a special group of barges, tied them together, put the musicians on the barges, and that's where the music was performed for the first time. And after the first performance, after the music was played on the water, it came with the nickname Water
Music.
Even
though it was performed in concert halls afterwards. Right. I thought you were going to say you would perform it on the Vermilion River.
Well, that may be the encore presentation.
I will look forward to that in years to come. So those are the six concerts, the symphonic concerts, the masterworks concerts, as you call them. But then a few years ago, actually maybe two or three years ago.
This will be our third year of presenting the chamber series.
You started these wonderful, intimate concerts that take place at the ACA in their smaller theater. And do they have a theme of water as well? Or
there is a theme almost of at every concert. Maybe if I start from the end, the final performance will feature Giuseppe Galli, who is one of the first prize winners of Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. He will give a recital in the first half. In the second half, he will perform with our musicians, string players from our orchestra, the famous Trout Quintet by Franz Schubert. Obviously, the connection with water is obvious. It's based on the song Trout that Schubert wrote first, and the song became very, very popular, so he incorporated the melody from the song into one of the movements of his string quintet. So this is our final performance of that chamber music series. We will start in October and will feature a wonderful young American harpist, Bridget Kibbe, who is already very well known around the world as a harp player. She teaches at Juilliard. She's 29, plays with the most wonderful musicians in the world. She's part of the Lincoln Center Chamber Society. And what's interesting about her is that she brings to us both the traditional sound of harp and a very modern sound of harp. In her repertoire, she has the works of Debussy and Ravel, which are the staples of the harp repertoire. But she also plays Cuban dances, Argentinian dances. She likes different sort of collaborations. And because of the wide variety of her works, we titled her concert Across the Oceans, because harp is one of the oldest known instruments, and actually is in one shape or the other is present in many, many different cultures. Harp is present in more different ethnic traditions than a violin, for example, or piano. We don't realize that, but already on the old Egyptian vases or Greek vases, we can see paintings of old ancient harp, and the harp is with us for many, many generations. And there's something very spiritual and special about the sound of harp.
Well, we have a beautiful program here at KRVS called Harpistry.
Yes, I know about
that. That Valerie Green does, and I know that the fans of that program will be flocking to this concert. Yeah. So we look forward to that in October. That's the beginning of the chamber music series. And then there's a lovely program on Valentine's Day called Heartstrings.
Yeah, we have a special romantic string program, a string orchestra that I will conduct. It will feature, I think, the appropriate music for a romantic outing on the Valentine's Day. And actually, you can make an entire evening out of it, because we'll offer a additional package that comes with the tickets of some food and wine. So if you're looking for a very special date in February 2014, it's not too early to start planning and getting our tickets, because, of course, the seating is quite limited.
That's quite a serenade from a chamber orchestra. So that's a part of the chamber music series. And then you have a guitarist.
Yes, we have also a guitar recital, Marcin Dyla, who happened to be Polish just like me and actually went to the same school I went, is one of the most famous guitar virtuoso of our decade. He won first prize in all the available international competitions that there are, he says, about 23 of them, which is astounding. He was here in Lafayette, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, played a wonderful Rodrigo concerto with the orchestra in Hyman. This time he brings his virtuosity and wonderful touch and great, interesting repertoire to ACA for a special solo recital. He's actually going to start his American tour in 2014 with performance in Lafayette. Then he goes to Los Angeles, to Washington, D.C., and Chicago. So we are the first to hear him on his next grand tour.
We'll try to send him off with great enthusiasm here. And then, of course, you mentioned the program that features the Van Cliburn winner, Jose Figali. How do people get tickets now that their interest has been piqued? Can they purchase both series, or how does
that
work?
The largest discount one receives when, of course, you get both packages, the 10 concerts, 6 symphonic, 4 chamber. The discount is very, very substantial. But, of course, there is a flexibility to buy just the chamber series, just the 4 concerts, just the 6 symphonic concerts. And the novelty this season, you can create your own series and pick 3. Or you can pick 2 threes and have 6 concerts, maybe not all of them symphonic. Mm-hmm. I heard about a few people who actually did it. They wanted 6 concerts and they picked, I think, 2 chamber and 4 symphonic. So it's still a good deal. And I think what was the most important, that buying tickets to our concert, you really make yourself a great gift. We always worry about all those external affairs that we are dealing with every day. And I think if we allocate 10 times a year, which is not even every month, just 1.5 hours to make a personal relationship with a beautiful artistic creation, it's something we owe to ourselves in those crazy times. And I can promise you that the music is very carefully selected. You're going to play best of the best. You know, there's also Beethoven Fifth on the program. There's music by Rachmaninoff, by Tchaikovsky, by Beethoven, and some American composers that will treat you to the best symphonic literature or chamber music literature that there is. And there's no better way to experience it than live. No matter how wonderful stereophonic or quadrophonic equipment you have at home, you can't compare it into a live sensation of the vibrations going through your body as being played by trumpet or by cello, or by the entire orchestra, or by 200 strong voices singing beautiful lines of Mahler Resurrection Symphony. So I think I would encourage you to make a gift for yourself, or make a gift for your family, for your children, and please get our tickets.
Absolutely. And I know people, just in hearing this season, can hear just the creativity and enthusiasm that your entire organization brings to creating this season. Again, if you have just tuned in, my guest is Mariusz Smoly. He is artistic director and conductor of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, talking about their upcoming 2013-2014 season. It's called Symphony of Elements, and this year the element is water. But we look forward to all of the 2 other elements in the coming years. For more information or tickets, you can call their office or stop online.
Right.
And I believe you have a Facebook page as well.
Yeah, I have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And I think the most information you find on our website, which is www.acadianasymphony.org. And there are good instructions how to get tickets. Of course, when you call our office at 232-4277, you also receive very friendly information about details of our program and how to get your best seats.
Well, we'll look forward to the year, this watery year coming up. And again, thank you so much for everything you all put into this season.
Thank you very much.